Jack Robinson is here.
Morning, Steve.
Jack is editor of the Sacramento Business Journal. We check in with him on Fridays to talk about business. And this week, a major story for foodies. The Sellin family has decided not to move their high-end restaurant, The Kitchen, away from Arden Arcade. They were planning to move it to the West End of Broadway. Why the change of heart? What happened?
Sellin and his family, as you know, run a very popular group of restaurants in town. And basically, they came to realize that moving The Kitchen was just not the right move. This was going to be part of a redeveloped building in that area that has a lot of promise, but it also has a ways to go. And it's kind of off the beaten track for many regular patrons of The Kitchen. So instead, the family will open a new branch of another restaurant, Sellin's Market Cafe, in that space. And it does seem to make more sense. You know, this could be a very popular lunch option for folks working downtown and or dinner for residents of Land Park. And, you know, I think in the end, it could be better for Broadway, too, because it probably means more traffic during the day. And that could make the area more attractive for other kinds of businesses.
A couple of housing developers want to bring tiny apartments to Sacramento. This is kind of a global trend, right?
You've seen it for a while now in London, Tokyo, New York, San Francisco, places like that where there's very high rent levels. We don't have that, but we do have an affordability problem in Sacramento. And Mo Mahana and his daughter, Nikki, want to tackle it. They're proposing a pair of projects, one in Midtown, the other downtown, that would be within the reach of financial reach of many young professionals who live in the urban area now. So one of these would be a 6 or 7 story mixed-use building at 18th and J. The other would be actually floors of apartments added on top of existing buildings at 9th and K. If the urban housing boom continues, and it seems like it will, these could make a lot of sense.
Regular-sized houses seem to be doing a lot better. New home sales hit a record last year, but home builders still aren't breaking out the champagne. Why not?
The good news is that for the first time since 2008, more than 3,000 homes were sold last year, according to the North State Building Industry Association. And that's great, but the problem is that a normal year traditionally sees at least 8,000 sold in the area, or at least what we used to consider a normal year. So that gives you an idea of how far we fell and how far we have to go. The jobs market has largely recovered, but the Great Recession fundamentally changed our economy, and it's not clear when, if ever, that building boom will be back.
This is an election year, and Sacramento's mayoral candidates are hearing from business leaders who have very specific ideas about what priorities they should set. That's kind of unusual, right? I mean, for business leaders to be so public about their policy opinions.
Yeah, this is different, and it's part of an interesting pattern we've seen recently of CEOs in town becoming, you know, more assertive in getting involved with economic development and public policy. This started with two very well-known business leaders, developer Mark Friedman and attorney Stan Van Vleck. A conversation between them turned into a 6-page document that has won a lot of support from business groups. It's a hugely ambitious list of major steps for the city, including fiscal reforms and pension reform and infrastructure investment, even changes in education.
So is this a pledge that candidates are going to have to accept to get the endorsement of business leaders?
No, everybody takes pains to say it's not like a litmus test or anything like that. It's really more of a statement of priorities and goals. But I think business leaders and groups will look at how candidates react to these various points and decide accordingly. It's plainly impossible for anyone to do all of this stuff on the list, you know, at least in one term. But it does show that business leaders want to be involved in a very hands-on way in helping to make the city better. I think also that the business community misses Kevin Johnson already and is taking steps now to shape the next administration.
Thanks, Jack.
You're welcome, Steve.
Jack Robinson is editor of the Sacramento Business Journal. You can hear our previous conversations at capradio.org/business. This is Capital Public Radio.